Okay, we're continuing Gemara Kedushin Daf Lama Zayin Amud Aleph 37a. Toshma, the first word on the line. Let's review what we did yesterday. The Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, that mitzvahs that depend on the land only apply in Eretz Yisrael, do not apply in Chutz Loretz. Mitzvahs that apply to the body apply in Israel and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, then it said, chutz, there's exception to that rule of the mitzvahs of the land, and that's the mitzvah of Orla and Kilayim. The mitzvah of Orla and Kilayim, even though they're land-based mitzvahs, they apply also in Chutz La'aretz. Come along, Rabbi Eliezer, where it says, and even Chadosh, the mitzvah of not being able to eat from the grains that were planted before Pesach, that only were permitted after Pesach. But it says, even Chadosh. To which the Gemara now analyzes, what did Rabbi Eliezer mean, even Chadosh? Was even Chadosh coming to be strict, or is it coming to be lenient? And these are the two possibilities of how we can learn the Mishnah. Do we learn the Mishnah that the Tanakhama says, the first opinion says, that the two exceptions to the mitzvahs of the land is Orla and Kilayim, and those are the only two exceptions. Those are the only two exceptions. And Chadosh is not an exception. Because Chadosh, even though Chadosh says, B'chol Moshvo Seichem, wherever you live, but it preceded it by saying when you come into the land of Israel. So B'chol Moshvo Seichem means once you inhabit the lands that you came into in Israel, but only in Israel. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer then comes and says, no, even Chadosh applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it says, B'chol Moshvo Seichem, wherever you live. And he doesn't concern himself with the first part of the pasuk, says when he entered the land of Israel. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer will be strict and says that Chadosh applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael, because he learns the pasuk B'chol Moshvo Seichem, wherever you live, meaning everywhere. That's one way of learning. The other way, and not the natural way to learn it, is that when the rabbis, the earlier opinion says that the two exceptions are Orla Kilayim, it means to say the following. Those two I'm telling you are exceptions because there's an insight, because it doesn't really say in the Torah that they are exceptions. It's a halacha l'moshe Sinai, it's rabbinic. But certainly Chadosh applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. And there was no need to mention that it applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. To which Rabbi Eliezer comes to be lenient and says, no, that first rule that says mitzvahs that depend on the land are only in Eretz Yisrael is also applying to Chadosh that does not apply outside the land of Eretz Yisrael, because he learns B'chol Moshvo Seichem means you, wherever you inhabit after you've conquered the land and only in the land. So is Rabbi Eliezer coming to be lenient to say that Orla is permitted outside of Eretz Yisrael, or is he coming to be strict that it is not? That was where we left off yesterday. We're not sure. Really, it's not just Rabbi Lezer. We're not sure about the positions of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer. Which one holds that Chadosh is permitted outside of Israel? Which one says it's not permitted outside of Israel? That's how we ended off yesterday. So now, Tashma, the Gemara is going to bring a proof. Come in here. We got it now. Well, Gemara is going to go through the processes. We don't know who the first opinion is in our Mishnah. It's a no-name opinion. It's called Tana Kama. The first Tana. We don't know the name. So perhaps if we investigate who is the author of the Tana Kama, then by process of research, we'll know what the Tana Kama's position is. Then you can know what Rabbi Eliezer's position is, because he's the one who argues on it. Right? We have to find a way to determine clearly what is the position. So we're going to use that approach to find out who is the Tanakhama. And by knowing who the Tanakhama is, we'll know what Rabbi Eliezer's position is. Domer Abaye, Abaye says, Man Tana de Poligole de Rabbi Eliezer. Who is this anonymous Tanakhama who argues with Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah? Abaye will make the following suggestion. He will say, Reb Yishmael he. It is Rabbi Yishmael. Okay. Now, how are we going to know this? So he's going to bring a brisa where Rabbi Yishmael was quoted, where he argues with Rabbi Akiva in another machlokes. But remember, the key point is, how do you learn where it says Moshvo Seichem, where you live? B'chol Moshvo Seichem. How do you learn that? Does it mean only, it's a mean everywhere, which is the simple meaning of B'chol Moshos Eichem, or only in Eretz Yisrael that's inhabited. That's the key. If we could know what the Tana Kama's position is, then we'll be okay. So Abai is asserting that the Tana Kama's position is that of Rabbi Yishmael. We will now learn Rabbi Yishmael's position. The Tanya we learn in a Braisa. We're now talking about bringing shlamim offerings. Let's take a look in the notes. The Torah says, "Ki sovo el aretz." If you come to the land, okay, el eretz moshvo seichem. When you come to the land of your dwellings, asher ani no sein lachem, which I am giving to you, then it says, "You shall when you bring a korban ola, or you bring a korban shlamim." Those are offerings that come with a mincha, a meal offering, and a wine libation, and a wine offering, a wine libation that goes with this. And you've got the words, asher ani nosein lich nechem, that I am giving to you, which is a lot of extra words. It's, wow, I don't know why he doesn't even tell us what the pasuk it is. Let's just take a look in Bamidbor, Test Vav for a minute. Right over here. Second pasuk. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amar taleim. Ki sovo el aretz, el eretz mosh voseichem. They got the word mosh voseichem again. When you come to the land of your habitations, now here are four extra words. Asher ani nosein lechem, which I give to you. Now, obviously, how else are you going to come to that land? Which I give to you. Fine. Now, what are you going to do? Vasisem ishel Hashem. When you're going to bring korbanos, ola ozevach, a burnt offering or a shlamim offering, lefale neder olidava, for the expression of a vow as a gift, oh my God, we come for you. In other words, when you're bringing a korban ola or korban shlamim, so whenever you bring a korban ola or a korban shlamim, pasuk dalid, you got to bring something with that. Dalid, v'hikri v'makriv korban Hashem, the one who brings the korban Hashem, he brings a mincha offering, a meal offering. And now it describes the details of the mincha offering. And in hey, v'yayin lanesach, and you bring a wine libation, a fourth of a hin. You bring it with the ola or the shlamim for the one land that you bring, etc. Then he goes through different animals you'll bring in, different wine libations, etc. But what's the point? The Torah is the mitzvah here is when you bring a korban ola and a korban shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash, you will also bring a wine libation with it. Now, what's the point that we have to figure out? What does it mean when it says ki savo'u El Eretz Moshvo Seichem Asher Ani Nosein Lachem? Those are the words. What does it mean? And you have the extra words, Asher Ani Nosein Lachem. What is God telling us over here? That's the discussion in that Braisa.
Can we not take from there that your dwellings means your dwellings in Eretz Israel?
Well, let's see. We'll see. Because, first of all, where can you bring Korbanos only? So we'll see. Let's just read a little bit. Okay, we'll see. Let's see now. Detanya. Let's look over again. Detanya, we learn in a Braisa. Now, the notes tell us, we're gonna get to Rabbi Shmuel. Look at the notes. Rabbi Shmuel takes the apparently unnecessary words, asher ani nosein lachem, that I am giving to you, the plural, to indicate that libations are required only at a communal bama. At a bama that is used by the community. Now, a bama means an altar that's not in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we'll have to see, there were times when a bama was permitted and the times when a bama was not permitted. Generally speaking, you could only bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. When the Mishkan was not in service, all right, then there was a certain amount of time when bamas were permitted. So there's no Mishkan, you still had to bring offerings. There's a time when the Mishkan was captured. Certain times the Mishkan was not as critical, as it were. Oh, so that's what he tells in the brackets. Bama refers to any altar other than the altar of the tabernacle or Beis HaMikdash. During certain brief periods of Jewish history, it was permitted to offer sacrifice at the Bama. There are two distinct types of Bama. The communal or major bama was the altar of the public and was the only bama at which communal offerings could be sacrificed. Let's say you had the bama in the Chevron bama. That means everyone in Chevron, if you want to bring a korban, you can only bring at that public, like the shul. All right? Private voluntary offerings could be brought even at the private or minor bama. Okay, so therefore, so communal offerings could, let's say, if one for the community can only be brought at a communal bama, private offerings could be brought also at a communal bama, but could also be brought at a private. So you, if you made your own little vow to Hashem, I promise I'm going to give Hashem a korban, you can go in your backyard, make a few stones and make a bama, and go sacrifice and bring it to Hashem, which is by anybody. Now, during the 39-year period of the wilderness tabernacle, it was forbidden to offer sacrifice of bamas. Bamas weren't allowed because you only could go to the Mishkan. That was it. No such thing as a private communal. No bamas. Only the Mishkan. After Israel crossed the Jordan, the tabernacle's copper altar was erected in Gilgal, where it remained for 14 years. The Gilgal tabernacle did not have the same status as the wilderness tabernacle, but only that of a major bama. So all of a sudden, the Mishkan, when we came to Israel, was called a major bama, which allowed private individuals to have their own private bamas as well. So it's a 14-year period. The tabernacle was then built in Shiloh. It remained for 369 years. The tabernacle of Shiloh was made of stone walls, but had a certain canopy for roof. During this period, bamas were forbidden. So now 369 years, you couldn't make any bamas, private bamas. After Shiloh was destroyed, the tabernacle was transferred to Nob and then to Givon, both of which had only the status of a major bama. This period lasted 57 years, during which minor bamas were permitted as well. So you have 14 years plus 57 years where minor bamas were alive. But finally, the temple was going to Jerusalem, at which point bamas became forbidden, finished. All right, so that's our topic. So we're dealing with these private bamas. Let's go back now. Let's go back to what we're saying now. When you come to the land of Israel that I am giving you, and we got this extra clause that I am giving you, so Rabbi Shmuel is going to learn that that's telling us that when it says you have to give libations, libations are only required when you have a major bama, because it says lochem, that I am giving to you. Now let me go back to the verse now. When you come to the land, it's still in the blue. Ki tavo el eretz moshe, when you come to the land of your habitation, asher anino sein lochem, what I'm giving to lochem is you plural. So now we're talking to the plural Jewish people. And what's that? When you bring a korban, you have to bring a libation. So it's saying there's an obligation to bring a libation with your offerings. So Rabbi Shmuel is going to say the extra words that I'm giving to you plural means only when there is a communal bama being used, then libations are being required. If it's a private bama, then libations are not required. We'll see this will all unfold. But this is what the Anino Sein Lachem is telling you, this extra words. So let's see now. Titania. So now we have a brisa that says the following. The extra words, Lalam Ducha, to tell you. Shekol Makam Shenemar Bo Moshav, wherever it says the word Yoshav, oh, Eino Ella, it only means La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It means only after we have inhabited the lands. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. These are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so let's explain. Since Rabbi Yishmael understands the words that I am giving to you to indicate that libations only apply at a communal bama, okay, then how do you explain the words wherever you live? How do you explain B'chol Moshvo Seichem? Sure. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is this whole parsha of a lot that you have to bring a libation with your korban was only where there were public bamas. Okay, only where there were public bamas. So now, how do you explain the words wherever B'moshvo Seichem when you come to your place of your inheritance, of your dwellings? What does that mean? Right? That's not all your places. Again, what's the pasuk say? Eretz Moshvo Seichem, in the land of your habitations. Well, wouldn't that mean every place where you inhabit? Come to the land of your habitations. That would seem to imply anywhere. Right? But his opinion is you only have to bring them where the communal bamas are brought, which is not every place where you live. It's only one place. It's nowhere else. So how are you going to understand that? Right? That he cannot take Moshe Voseichem to mean in all places that you dwell, for the communal bummer was not in all places, but only at a single communal location at any given time, which was Gilgal or Nov or Gibeon. Rather, Rabbi Shmuel takes Moshe Voseichem to indicate that libations did not apply after entry into Eretz Yisrael until the land was settled 14 years later. So there was no mitzvah until it was inhabited. Therefore, libations applied at the communal bummas, but not at the private bummas that were permitted during those times. Thus, Rabbi Shmuel states his expression to you, indicating a communal branch, teaches you that dwelling means after settlement of the land and not in all places that you dwell. Since we've determined in this context that this must be the definition of dwelling, we can apply this definition to other contexts as well. So he clearly said, Moshe Voseichem can't be wherever you are, because he's saying we're only talking about the obligation to give wine is with communal bummas, which is not everywhere. So then what does it mean when you come to your habitations? So he learns habitation means after the 14 years of conquest and you have inhabited the land of Israel and nothing else. And that's how he learns. So, you don't have to get so, lost in the detail of a private bummas, public bummas, this and that. But clearly he is saying that whenever it says, Moshe Voseichem means your inhabitations, mean to say, to exclude the first 14 years because you don't really inhabit the land yet. So he learns when it says, when you come to the land of your habitations, it means after you have moved in and you lived in your homes, which means after the 14 years you have crossed the Jordan River and you live in your homes. That's how he learns it. He learns the word Moshe Voseichem means after the land has been conquered. We went through the details to show you why he was forced to say that. Because when the Torah talks about the obligation to give libations, and libations can only be done in public places, public bummos, and not in private bummos. If that's what the pasuk is saying, lochem to you in public locations can't mean every place. So what does it mean? Their places means after you've inhabited the land, which means after 14 years. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, whenever you find in the Torah, Moshe Voseichem, it doesn't mean everywhere you live. It means everywhere you live in Israel after you've inhabited the land after 14 years. That is Rabbi Shmuel's position.
Therefore, Chadash is not.
Well, we'll see. And Abaye is saying, who's the Tana Kama? Rabbi Shmuel. So if Rabbi Shmuel is that position, whenever it says Moshe Voseichem, it only means after 14 years. So what does it say by Chadash? Chadash applies in all your habitations. It means after 14 years. So Rabbi Shmuel says Chadash is excluded from the land of Israel. And therefore Rabbi Eliezer will be strict and he will disagree with Rabbi Shmuel and say Moshe Voseichem means everywhere. That's really the thrust of this proof. The rest is detail, as they say. Because now we're going to see how Rabbi Akiva argues on him. So that's the idea. Rabbi Shmuel says, when it says Moshe Voseichem, it doesn't mean everywhere you live. It means what? After the 14 years of settlement. That's all it means. And it's still restricted to Eretz Yisrael only. And it's more than that. It's restricted to what? After the 14 years that you've come into Israel. So now Rabbi Akiva is going to disagree with him. And it's a very classic case. Oh, whenever it says Moshe Voseichem, it only means in Israel. And it only means after the 40 years of habitation, eh? Well, let me show you another place in Torah where it's going to be very difficult to say that. Omalo Rabbi Akiva. It's all Brisa. Omalo Rabbi Akiva. Hare Shabbos. What about Shabbos? Where are you supposed to keep Shabbos? We just had it in last week's Parsha. What does it say by Shabbos? Shemos. Lamed Hei Gimel. Hello, Shmos Lamed Hei Gimel. Keep the Shabbos. Look at Gimel. Lo Sevaru Eish. Don't burn, kindle fires. Bechol Moshe Voseichem, wherever you live. Now, what does that mean? You can't make a fire on Shabbos. Where does that apply? Bechol Moshe Voseichem, wherever you live. Right? Rabbi Shmuel says, whenever it says Moshe Voseichem, it means where? In Israel, after 14 years, right? Here, Pasuk Gimel.
That means before you inhabited the land, you could make fires on
Forget about that. What about in Toronto?
Or in Toronto, yeah.
If you're telling me Moshe Mosecha means the places in Israel after you've inhabited the land, and that's when the mitzvah applies, and that's where it applies, well, what about the rest of the world? You can tell me you can light a fire in Babel? Right? That's the problem. That's what Rabbi Akiva is asking on him. What happened here? Hare Shabbos Shenemar Moshavos. It says Moshava inhabitants. V'nahegas, we know the laws of Shabbos apply. Bein Baris, Bein Mechusars. It applies everywhere. Right? So, what are you doing over here? Whoa. So therefore, whenever it says dwellings, right, it means everywhere. So let's continue where it goes. Similarly, argues Rabbi Akiva, the expression, when you come to the land of your dwellings by the libations, say regards to libations, it indicates libations apply wherever you live in Israel, even at a private bummer. The machlokas Rabbi Akiva Yishmael was, do you bring libations in a private bummer or not? That was their machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael says, listen, b'chol moshe v'seicha means only after you've entered the land, after 14 years, only applies to public bummers and not private bummers. But Rabbi Akiva says, no. That is, the verse is saying that now in the wilderness there's no such thing as offering libations other than a communal altar. When you come to the land of your dwellings, where bummas will be permitted for the first 14 years, a communal bumma at a single site and a private bumma in all your dwellings, then you will offer libations to all these bummas. So now Rabbi Akiva is saying it means everywhere. So you can even do private bummas. This is the machlokes. So that's what Rabbi Akiva said. So what's Rabbi Shaul going to answer? Rishol's going to say, wait a minute, Shabbos is an exception to the rule. Amar Lei, Rishol's going to say, Shabbos, kal v'chomer asya. The fact that Shabbos applies everywhere is derived not from the words from all, in all your dwellings. In all your dwellings is not the source why you have to keep Shabbos everywhere. It's not that word. It has nothing to do with that word. But rather, it's a kal v'chomer. Let's see. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma mitzvahs kalas. We know that even the lightest mitzvah in the world, what would you call a light mitzvah? Let's say putting on tzitzis. Alright? Now, I guess, regular simple mitzvahs apply everywhere. If you live in Israel. If you don't live in Israel. Right? So that, and that's even simple mitzvahs you have to do everywhere. So Shabbos, Chamira, Shabbos, which is mam, is such a stringent mitzvah, lo kol shekein, all the more so, you have to keep it everywhere in the world. So of course we understand, it's not because it says, b'chol moshvo seichem, you're keeping the Shabbos. We would know you have to keep the Shabbos just from simple logic. The stringency of a commandment is measured by the punishment that decrees for its violation. Violation of the Shabbos carries the penalty of stoning, which is the most severe of all Torah penalties. Thus, Rabbi Shmuel argues that if many less stringent laws apply even outside Eretz Yisrael, keeping kosher, what's the worst that happens if you don't keep kosher and you're warned? What's the worst that's going to happen? You get lashed. You got to keep kosher wherever you live. Now, Shabbos is the strictest mitzvah because you get stoned if you don't follow it. So therefore, he argues that if may, then certainly the laws of the Sabbath apply there as well. But that is not derived from the word dwellings. We're not using it because it says b'chol moshe v'seichem. I don't need that word. Now you have to figure out why does the Torah say b'chol moshe v'seichem. But that has nothing to do. It don't make a mistake and think, well, you know, because it says b'chol moshe v'seichem, that's why you have to keep Shabbos everywhere. And that whenever it says the word moshe v'seichem, means everywhere. No, it has nothing to do with it because we already know you have to keep Shabbos everywhere. You know, I wouldn't need a pasuk in the Torah. If I know I got to keep other mitzvahs everywhere, all the more so I got to keep Shabbos everywhere. What are you going to do with those words, Moshe Rosetim? That's immaterial. But it is not telling me where I do the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. So there's nothing to prove from that, Moshe Rosetim, not at all. And the Brisa does not give us any more back and forth. We don't give Rabbi Akiva's answer to that. That's the end of the Brisa. Now, but what do you see from this Brisa? You see that for whatever reasons, Rabbi Akiva learns when it says b'chol moshe v'seichem means everywhere. Rabbi Shmuel says it does not mean everywhere. It means when you come to the land of Israel, after you've settled it, wherever you've settled in Israel, that's where the mitzvah applies. Now we draw, that's the end of the Braisa. Now, and Abaye said, he must have had a tradition, Abaye said that the no-name Tana is Rabbi Yishmael. I guess his Rebbe taught him that, whatever. Now we'll put two and two together. We have fact number one. Abaye knows Rabbi Shmuel is the Tanakama. A. With a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel clearly says, When it says Moshvo Sechem by wine libations, it means what? Not everywhere in Israel, because we're only allowing public bummas, but it means after you've settled in the land of Israel. That's what it means. You're settling after 40 years. Only applies in Israel. I've basically said what the Gemara is going to say now. So now that Abai says, Man Tana the Poligalev, the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shmuel, now that Abai has told us that the one who argues on Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah is Rebbe Shmuel, and now we know what Rebbe Shmuel's opinion is. Shmamino, we can derive from his Rabbi Eliezer lechumra polig. Rabbi Eliezer argues to be strict. Remember, we had the two ways to learn it. Now that we've determined that Abaye says the Tanakama is Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael in another brisa says when it says Moshvo Sechem, it doesn't mean everywhere. It means after you've conquered the land of Israel. And the mitzvah of Chodesh, when it says Bechol Moshvo Sechem, according to him, will mean after you've conquered the land of Israel. There's a mitzvah of Chodesh in Israel. Period. So Chodesh does not apply Chutzaretz. Now that Rabbi Eliezer says, and even Chodesh, if he's arguing, the only argument is to be strict and say that it applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the proof. We're going to ask a question on that proof, but that is the proof. Do you guys see the proof? Hello? I need to say it again?
Yeah.
What? Let me do it one more time? Again, we know the Tanakama. We're not sure of the opinions of the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer. We're not sure what each one's holding in regards to is Chodesh Asa or not. Okay, now, step one, Abaye says the known name Tana Kama is Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, if we accept that as a fact, now let's look and see what Rabbi Shmuel has said somewhere else. So when we talked about wine libations, Rabbi Shmuel said, even though it says Moshvo Sechem, where you live, which could be meant to say everywhere, but Rabbi Shmuel has already told us his position is that private bamos are not, there's no obligation of wine libation. When the Torah says you give wine libations with your korban, it's only in a public bama. But what do you do with the word b'chol moshvo sechem, where you inhabit? He means only after you've conquered the land. Rabbi Shmuel says, in regards to wine libations, when the Torah says the word moshvo sechem, your inhabitations, he clearly says it's restricted to only where you live in Israel after the years of conquest. That's his opinion by wine libations.
He's saying that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that it's meaning...
Rabbi Shmuel says he learns the word Moshvo Sechem to mean only after the land has been conquered. 14 years later. Moshvo Sechem means 14 years later. And the pasuk says to you, he gives it to you, the plural, and therefore after 14 years later, you may only bring in private bamos. So it does, that's not everywhere even in Israel. It's not even everywhere in Israel. It's only in one place in Israel, where you, a public bama. He's saying, the pasuk is saying, where there's a public bama, you bring wine libations. And that's not Moshvo Sechem. That's not even all the places you live even in Israel. Forget about outside of Israel. So what does Moshvo Sechem mean? It means after 14 years of conquest and distribution of the land, that's what the word Moshvo Sechem means. After the 14 years. That's it. That's how he learns Moshvo Sechem. He doesn't learn it applies everywhere. He doesn't learn it that way. If that's the way Rabbi Shmuel looks at the word Moshvo Sechem, so now when we talk about Chodosh, which also uses the word Bechol Moshvo Sechem, everywhere you live, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it only means everywhere you live after the 14 years of conquest in the land of Israel. And therefore, Chodesh only applies in Israel. Now that Rabbi Eliezer argues, well, what's, it says, no, even Chodesh, he can only argue to say that even Chodesh applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, because he will learn Moshvo Sechem means everywhere, it's nothing to do with coming into the land of Israel, it means everywhere in the world. So now we've proven the two positions in the Mishnah. Yeah?
Do we know we follow Rabbi Eliezer
or not? I don't do it following. I just want to know, all one knows, who says what? That's all we're trying to know. Who says what? That's the part. It's not clear. The Mishnah is not clear who says what. The new piece of the puzzle is The Tanakama now is a person. The person is called Rabbi Yishmael, Kornabai. And this Rabbi Yishmael, somewhere else, by wine libations, takes the word Moshvosechem, which is the same word that you find by Chodosh. And he learns that Moshvosechem, by wine libations, refers to what? Not everywhere you live. It means after the land's been conquered in Israel. Period. So once he learns that by wine libations, now here's the Gemara's leap of faith. Once he learns that by wine libations, it says Moshe Sechem, so we'll say the same thing by Chodosh, where you live means only in Israel after the land is conquered, and we're not talking, doesn't mean to be understood everywhere you live. Therefore Chodosh only applies in Israel after the land is conquered, finished. Clear?
That's for Rabbi Shmuel.
That's Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Tanakama. That's Rabbi Shmuel. If Rabbi Eliezer is going to argue on that, now we know the first position now. First position says, Chodosh only in Israel, not outside of Israel. Now Rabbi Eliezer says, no, even Chodosh. So what can even Chodosh mean? It can only mean even Chodosh outside of Israel, because he learns Moshe Sechem not like Rabbi Shmuel. He means everywhere in the world. That's what the Gemara wants to say is a proof. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to argue and say, very nice, Rabbi Shmuel might say that by wine libations for a particular reason, but that might not be allowed to draw that conclusion. The Chodosh, that becomes tomorrow's issue.